Once again, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches here this morning, we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. I'm now joined on the call by the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, Kevin Keats. Good morning, Coach Keats.
Rob, good morning.
Good morning. Another impressive week for your club. Go on the road in that big showdown at Charleston and come up with a 65-59 win and then return home and beat Drexel before a sellout crowd on Saturday, 87-74. Give me your views on how those two games went for your team.
Well, obviously, I think everybody in the league knows when you're going to play against Causa Charleston, it's going to be a defensive battle, and that it was a very good game as we expected. I didn't think either team played particularly well on the offensive end in the first half, and then I felt like we kind of hit our stride a little bit in the second half. We were able to make some shots and kind of get a little separation towards the end, but what another great game, and we're very fortunate to come out of there with a win.
You guys now 10 wins away from home this season, either on road courts or on neutral courts, and you obviously faced a pretty tough environment down in Charleston. How do you feel like maybe that experience helped you?
Well, I think it helped us. When you look at it, we were able to play a St. Bonaventure team on the road with a sellout crowd that was the hostile environment. And I think our non-conference schedule going on the road, playing against those guys, certainly it can't hurt you. And I thought it helped us a little bit. We had some guys, some veteran guys, I thought, in the Charleston game that made a couple plays that kind of went our way. You know, when you're playing, obviously, in this league and you come down to the wire, it's weird because it may not take but one or two plays to win the game, and we were fortunate to make those plays.
We're here with UNCW head coach Kevin Keats. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Josh Walfish with the Daily News Record.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Obviously, as you guys start preparing for JMU on Thursday, what stands out about the Dukes on film during your initial look at them?
Well, I tell you what, their experience, when you talk about, they've got seven seniors, and then I think what people take for granted is they've also got some really good juniors that's playing, and then also their size. When you look at their size, I mean, they're big as anybody in the country. They've got, Jackson Kent starting to play very good basketball. Dalibert's playing good, and I think their support guys are playing really good basketball. So, you take the size that they have, the experience that they have, and it's a tough basketball team.
You talked about Jackson playing better in recent weeks. What have you seen sort of in terms of, I don't know if improvement's the right word, but what's he been doing maybe differently that's allowed him to have a little bit more success this season?
Well, I think he's playing more aggressive, and I think he's mixing his game up. He's playing the game inside out. He's taking shots from outside, but not as many. But obviously they lost a really good player in Carey last year, and then obviously Jackson's a guy who's benefited from some of those shots, and I just think he's playing aggressive.
All right, thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you,
Kevin. So much has been made out of the great numbers you guys have put offensively on the board this season, but you guys defensively in that Charleston game hold them to 29% shooting. How good was the defensive effort in that game, and how key was that in a game when you guys were only able to score 65 to be able to win a game in the 60s and 50s?
Well, I thought in that game, and not just us, I thought both teams were very good defensively. I thought we did. We probably had our best defensive performance for two halves. We've had stretches where I thought we played well for a 30-minute stretch in the game as far as defensively, but I thought for a 40-minute game we played our best. Now, a lot of that came down to probably us and Charleston. When you look at the defensive numbers, I'm sure Earl has said the same thing. They had some shots that certainly didn't go down, and on our end I felt like we had some shots that we didn't make. But it was a great game, and it was good for us because we needed a game where I felt like our defense did a good job to help us win the game.
Jordan Talley came up with came off the bench and came up with 17 points to lead you in that game, and he's had a bit of an up and down season, but came through for you big in that game. Earl mentioned that as well. Talk about his effort on Thursday night.
Well, I thought he was great. You know, with you know, our team, you know, he's a guy that can come in and make a difference. And I thought he was very aggressive. When you look at it, he was fortunate enough to get to the line 16 times because I thought he drove the ball. But more importantly, I thought he was solid. I thought he was a general on the floor. He's a guy that, when you look at it, he's been in the program 2 years. It's as long as anybody, and he's helped us obviously win a couple of regular season championships, and we needed him to play, and I think he's starting to come back to and start becoming the player that he used to be. It's taking him a little time, obviously, because of the beginning of the year he didn't play, but I thought that was his best game so far. I thought he was very aggressive. I thought he was. I thought he looked for a shot. I thought he found his teammates, and we need him to start playing good basketball.
Turning the attention a little bit more to Saturday, and what a tremendous performance turned in by Devontae Kaycock, a school record 24 rebounds in that game, and it just maybe the next chapter in what has been quite the year for him, obviously leading the nation in field goal percentage at better than 80% and averaging a double-double. How has he done it this year, and did you see this kind of season from him coming at all?
Well, it's weird because he and I had a conversation after the end of the year last year, and we talked about, you know, the guys that we were losing, obviously, in the post and his opportunity to play. And I have to give him a lot of credit. I thought he changed his body. He really worked out hard this summer, and obviously it's paying off for him. I mean, yeah, that was a great performance. You know, when I got in the locker room, I was looking down the stat sheet, and I wanted to yell at C.J. Bryce and Chris Fleming about not rebounding the basketball, but I didn't realize that Devontae had all of the rebounds at 24. You know, he's having a great year. It was a great game. Give Drexel a lot of credit. You know, they're scrappy. They've got an elite player in Rodney Williams. Their young guys are really good, and it was a tough game here. Certainly we had a great home court advantage, but we needed it. But I thought Devontae was great. You know, I thought he chased down a lot of rebounds when you look at him. You know, of his 24, 11 of them were on the offensive end, and he's playing very good basketball for us.
How important is he to this team's success? You guys obviously play a lot of four-guard lineups with those guys on the perimeter, and you have some very good rebounding guards, but as the only two posts, does that put sort of an extra, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but importance to his role?
Well, he's very important. You know, he's the first guy since I've been here in 3 years that, you know, we feel comfortable giving him the ball inside. He's probably the best finisher that we've had around the rim. And, you know, he gives us another dimension because, you know, it's not – it takes a little pressure actually off of the guards because his ability just to finish.
You guys head out on a road swing to Virginia this week at James Madison on Thursday and then traveling to William & Mary on Saturday. As you talked to Josh a little bit about JMU, but what difference have you seen from that team in the past from Coach Brady to the first season under Coach Rowe?
Well, you know, they're starting to play with confidence. When you're a new coach and you take over a program, a lot of times non-conference is tough, and I think they had a tough non-conference. But when you look at them, you know, it's hard to substitute the experience that they have. They're starting to play really good basketball. They got great size. They rebound the basketball. They got some guys that can score. And, you know, he's doing a good job with his team. I like the way they play. I've had a chance to watch at least three or four games, and they've got a very talented basketball team.
Before I let you go, you guys up to number 26 nationally in the coaches poll last week and climbing in the AP poll. And I know you focus on your team and game to game, but is the top 25 stuff even something that you discuss at all with your team?
We don't. You know, I live in the social media world and with these kids today, so I know. And obviously, they read about it and all that stuff, but we never have one conversation about it. We don't talk about rankings. We don't talk about anything. You know, it's flattering, Rob, when you look at it. Obviously, when we took over this program, where it was and where it's at now, but that's all it is. And, you know, certainly we play in a great conference, and, you know, that doesn't, you know, being 26 in the polls won't help us against James Madison or William & Mary. I mean, this is a tough conference, and, you know, anybody in this conference can beat you.
All right, Kevin, thanks as always for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, take care.